You're listening to The Big Leap, College Bound, with Ellen Yale, Episode 2.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college-bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hi, and welcome. Something I hear so much from all my clients who are getting ready to go to college is how stressed they are, how much they've got to do to prepare just to apply to college. And I understand, you're feeling overwhelmed. The pressure's coming from all sides, like from friends. They seem to know what they're doing when it comes to college. It seems like they've got it all figured out. The pressure comes from your parents. They want you to do what they think is right. And the pressure comes from the schools, the colleges. They want to graduate rock stars in the academic world. They want a long list of graduates who get into the top-ranked colleges. But here's the truth. Yes, you've got a lot to do, but you could be really busy and it feels like overwhelm, or you could be really busy and it feels awesome. The difference is all in how you think. To give you a quick example, I was talking to a teen the other day who never thought he would get a chance to go to college. But he's working full-time after school to save for college, and he'll work full-time while going to college to pay for all of his expenses. And my guess is he has a lot more to do to get into college than you do, because not only does he have the applications and the tests and everything like you do, but he's got to figure it out all without the help of his parents. They've never applied to college before, and they've got no idea where to start. And he's doing that all while he's still working 8 hours after school at night. I cannot get over how excited he is for the opportunity to go to college and how excited he is to fill out each form and write each essay, because he sees it as his big break to change that cycle of poverty in his family. And I'm not saying this so you'll be grateful and feel lucky that you're in the position you're in. I know you guys get that. I'm talking about people who have a different frame of reference to illustrate that there are some people who are even busier than you are, and yet they're excited to do all the things that you're stressed out about. They're thinking, oh my gosh, I get to apply to college. And the typical American student is thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this all? It's natural, but it's a different thought that creates a different feeling. You can feel elation, like winning the lottery, or you can feel overwhelm and fear. Same circumstances, but different thoughts and feelings. Going to college is your choice, and how you feel about the process is your choice. Filling out the forms and researching colleges and taking tests can be horrible, or it can be an adventure. So stop and take a deep breath. And listen to what you're telling yourself. You think it's these things outside of you, these things happening to you, these requirements that you have no control over. You think they're causing your stress. But it's actually you, 100%. Which is awesome, because you can change that. You can change what you think. You can think, I need to be perfect. Or you can think, I want to do my best. You can think, I want to go to a college that will impress people, or you can think, I want to go to a college that's a good fit for me. Which of these thoughts feels better in your body? Find a thought you believe that makes you feel a little better about preparing for college. Maybe it's something as small as changing your thinking about, I have to do this, to, I get to do this. And just changing your thoughts, you'll feel a little bit of a weight lift off your shoulders. I made that little change when I write out my to-do list every day. Instead of just writing to-do at the top of my list, I write the words get to do at the top of my list. And as small and silly as it seems, it gives me a little thrill each time I write get to do. It's a reminder that all of the things on my list are the things I've chosen to do to have the incredible life that I have. I want you to try something this week. Catch yourself saying to yourself or someone else, I'm so busy, or there's so much to do. Or the one that usually feels the worst is, I have to do all these things. Words are powerful. You're reinforcing to yourself that you have too much to do when you say them, when the reality is that everyone has the same amount of time available to them. You have the same amount of time, the same 24 hours, as the busiest person on the planet. And you're always doing something. How you're thinking about it can make it feel good or bad, because your thoughts create your feelings. By changing your thoughts, it changes how you feel, and your feelings are why you do everything you do. So take a step back from that overwhelm. Stop telling yourself how much stress you have. You have as much stress as you choose to have, because you get to choose how you think about life. By listening to your inner compass and learning how to manage your mind, you can create the life you want. Well, that's all for this week. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com. Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.